October marks the start of flu season in the U.S. More than half of all states, including Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Missouri, have laws regarding flu shots for healthcare workers. And a new change to Illinois' law should make it harder for employees to decline the vaccine. But some on the front lines of public health worry the law has no teeth. Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman reports.
The new Illinois statute essentially requires all healthcare workers at hospitals and long-term care facilities to get the flu shot. Employers have to offer the vaccine to employees, and employees have to take it unless they've already gotten the flu shot elsewhere or
unless they have a religious objection or if they have some sort of medical problem that would be complicated by getting the vaccine.
That's one of the law's lead sponsors, Democratic State Senator Bill Cunningham of Chicago. He says the old law wasn't clear on what kinds of exemptions were allowed.
They basically allowed for employees of hospitals to use just their personal convictions as a legitimate reason to deny an influenza vaccine.
That, he says, created conflicts between the hospitals that wanted everyone vaccinated and employees who didn't want to get the flu shot. The new law allows healthcare facilities to take disciplinary action against anyone who declines the vaccine without a medical or religious exemption. Cunningham says that could mean a suspension or even getting fired.
I don't think any hospital wants to get to that point, and I think that they feel like having the law clarified will help them avoid those kind of conflicts.
Dr. Nirav Shah directs Illinois' Department of Public Health. His agency licenses the more than 3,000 health facilities affected by these new rules. He says these stricter flu shot requirements are important in light of last year's particularly deadly flu season. It claimed an estimated 80,000 lives across the U.S. That's according to the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in an interview with the Associated Press. And the flu shot hospitalized 900,000 more.
Healthcare workers are at ground zero. They are often coming into contact with other individuals who might have the flu and then could potentially transmit it to another patient.
The goal, Shah says, is to stop that. But some on the front lines of public health worry the law won't do that. That's because it doesn't require anyone to track whether healthcare facilities are doing what's now required of them. Julie Pride leads the Champaign-Urbana Public Health Department.
If there's no follow-up, look at something as simple as a speed limit sign. If you know that there's nobody checking up on you, people aren't going to follow it.
Shah says his agency will conduct regular facilities inspections, and checking up on flu shot programs could be a part of that. But Pride says the law would be more effective if it allowed public health officials at the state level to work with local departments like hers to do more thorough enforcement. Danny Chun is a spokesman for the Illinois Health and Hospital Association. He points out that flu shot rates for hospital workers are already pretty high nationwide, 92%, according to the CDC.
Hospitals and healthcare workers are very aware of the risks and dangers of the influenza season.
But for employees at long-term care facilities, like nursing homes, the nationwide flu shot rate is much lower, at 67%. That's why Pride says it's so important to make sure the facilities are, in fact, requiring flu shots.
If people see this law in the news, they're going to assume that their loved ones are being protected, when in fact, it may not be.
Shah says his agency has already done what the law requires, write the new rules and notify facilities about them.
So the implementation and execution of this program is really left now to the facilities.
State Senator Cunningham says he doesn't anticipate compliance will be an issue, but if it is, he's open to amending the law further. But Pride's question remains, if no one's checking, how will people really know healthcare workers are getting the flu shot? I'm Christine Herman, Side Effects Public Media.